It's a very unique track where you come down the 110 straight to start off the cup, and you go up about a 30 to 40 degree hill, and you have about 50, 60 metres of flat, and then it's the downhill, and you come into a nice sharp turn, and last year's winner comes six wide and took the cup. So, and with the straight only just over 100 metres, it makes an entertaining final finish to the post.
Will that last year's winner be running this year?
No, sadly, Road Knight hasn't been entered this year, but Leah Selby doesn't know for sure yet whether Aussie Fleet will run. We've just got to find a jockey, and that's one of the little problems we have with other race meetings on and getting the jockeys for the day. But we've had exceptional nominations due to previous years, and at the moment we've got 10 nominated for the Cup, so we hope we get some jockeys for that.
Can you fill 10 horses in the race?
Yes, by government standard from New South Wales Racing, because it's a country meeting, and like most once of the year tracks, they only allow 10 runners. And when you see the hill and that, when you get out here, you'll understand that otherwise it comes pretty tight coming into that straight. And for the safety of everyone, it's just logical to keep the 10.
The difficulty in getting jockeys, that's because they've got rides elsewhere.
Yeah, well, it's New Year's Day, and obviously you've got Sydney, but the country jockeys, there's a massive carnival at Inverell. I won't say we compete with them because we get on with them, but we're on the same day. The only difference is we're a lot older than them, like the jockey club, not the people in it. we've got our normal ones, like Dan Norvey always turns up and Libby Wisebatch. So we're just hoping that we get the jockeys, because this year we've actually got 10 for the cup, and that's amazing. That really blows me away.
How big is the Wallabadar Cup itself?
Yeah, well, this year I've actually had a few calls from people from Sydney and that, and it spins me out, because occasionally I ring head office and I say, hi, I'm from Wallabadar. And normally when you say that, people think, where's that? But when you've got chief stewards in Sydney and head office going, oh, Wallaby, which we all call it up here, and we make a gimmick up here that when we play for the cricket team, the football side, we're called the Wallaby 11 or the... So technically I've been a Wallaby, but not in the green and gold. but saying that, the whole tradition, like the bookmakers, everyone that works here has got a connection that goes back more than 35, 40 years. And a couple of years ago, yeah, it looked like we might have been a part of the little clubs that were dying off. But for some reason, everyone's starting to like it like I do. And they want to be here. It's a great way to bring in the new year, like the trees, the country atmosphere, and Mr. Cockatoo above us. And
yeah. Right on cue.
Yeah, I think he heard us.
What needs to be done between now and then? I noticed fresh sawdust around the bar, so that's always good.
Yeah, fresh sawdust. What we'll do a bit of a rake up with the limbs that have come, small twigs and limbs that have come off the trees. And we actually hose the toilets out from the fireys, God bless their soul, and that makes it a lot easier. That's, I mean, all the community gets involved. We'll come through and probably do another slash. We'll see how it goes. At the moment, we've got a good 3 rating in the weather fine. So, yeah, it looks like we'll be on par with last year.
What about the inside rail? It's a little bit buckly in places. Is that just part of the Wallabadar experience?
Yeah, well, I think it's a bit of the part of the Wallabadar experience, because sometimes I think I'm a bit buckly in some places. But we'll go through, check it, and the stewards come out and do a good check. And we have a great rapport with the stewards, which goes to show what my committee members are like.
All right, finally, any hot tips for the Cup?
Between Leah's Aussie's Fleet and Scotty Thompson's Aussie Intent, it'll be an interesting race. But you never know what Dan Norvey's going to do on the day. And Libby Wisebatch, a treble last year, and the women taking the whole card, you just don't know, because anyone can win. And that's the big thing with Libby last year. Like, to get a treble, in my years, I've never seen a treble here. And it's that unique of a track.